Let's move on to a completely different topic. So now, Eleanor, here's a very slippery question for you from our listener, Alyssa, who says, do reptiles show recognition or bonding to their caregivers? If a snake, for example, had a blonde 5'4" and slender caregiver named Anna, sounds lovely, would the snake show preference unilaterally for humans of a similar profile and build? Or would they specifically identify the preference for Anna? So is it the person? Can snakes recognise humans? Do they care about us?
Certainly, it recognises them when they eat them on the rubber plantations in certain places.
Well, the cool thing about this is no one's ever done any studies on this at all. So I called up one of my friends called Dr. Miller, who's currently in Honduras taming baby jaguars, as one does. And what his view was, first of all, snakes tend to have a terrible sense of eyesight, so they wouldn't be able to tell that Anna was blonde and beautiful. However, they do have this amazing sense of taste. So they kind of stick... Yep, exactly. So they kind of stick their tongues out and they can taste whatever kind of particles are floating around the place. So it's not beyond the bounds of possibility that they could tell Anna from Jacob or Jason or whoever else is hanging around the place. However, the really interesting thing, though, is with a few wonderful exceptions, including iguanas, most reptiles tend to be pretty asocial. They don't tend to... They're not like dogs. Like, dogs are kind of pack animals and they want to hang out together, whereas snakes don't really care. So the thing is, there's probably no pressure for the snake to form a bond with Anna because there's no real kind of bonding with snakes in the wild.